All right, folks. Today we're joined by Melissa Rost with the Fallon County Mental Health Council. September, Suicide Awareness Month. It's a big one this month.
It is. It's a heavy topic, but important.
Absolutely. Especially in our state. That was a pretty shocking statistic you just pulled up there.
Yeah.
Let's hear that one.
Yeah,
one more
that
time.
Was that. So for like 40 years, Montana's had one of the highest suicide rates in the entire United States. And our rate is consistently twice the national average.
Twice the national average, yeah, for suicide rates in Montana. So definitely a big issue within our state here. Let's start out by talking about maybe some warning signs for folks that may be showing a potential for some suicidal ideation.
Sure.
So what kind of things do you think we're looking out for in somebody? Like if we've got a buddy that we might start to be worrying about, what are those signs we're probably seeing in them?
So the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, has some warning signs on their website. So some of those are excessive worrying or fear, feeling excessively sad or low, extreme mood changes, prolonged and or strong feelings of irritability or anger, avoiding friends and social activities, changing in sleep habits, changing in eating habits, difficulty perceiving reality, overuse of substances like alcohol or drugs, thinking about suicide, so those are some of the warning signs that you can look for. They even have some warning signs for children and young adults. So some of those are like changes in school performance, hyperactive behavior, excessive worry or anxiety, frequent nightmares, frequent disobedience or aggression, frequent temper tantrums. So those are some of those warning signs.
And so if you start to see some of those kind of pop up and someone you know, and you it's enough to be concerned about,
sure,
it, what do you think the avenues look like to starting to kind of... Maybe first off, let's start with first kind of just listening to the person and trying to determine for yourself whether this is an avenue you should probably look at pursuing, getting them some help, and then ways that you could get them some help if you've determined that that's the route you need to go.
Sure. I think one common misconception about suicide is that if you talk about it, you're going to put ideas in somebody's head. And that has been, they've studied that. It's been proven to be wrong. So one of the best things you can do, and I've done this with people before, is, are you thinking about suicide? I mean, just straight out there. So that's a pretty good avenue to just lead into, do we need to take this any farther? So, and then one thing that you can do if that is an avenue you want to pursue, like for instance, looking into therapy, you can call our community health worker, and she has access to dozens of mental health providers and can get you in for telehealth within a couple days. And so that's really a great thing to have access to.
Yeah, for sure. And that's normally Kimberly Rost. You can get her at 406-778-8146 or by email at CHW, that's Community Health Worker, that abbreviation there, at CHW@FallonCountyMT.gov is how you get a hold of her. But on a slight break for a good reason at the moment, so
yeah,
you might get a hold of somebody other than Kimberly at the moment.
Yeah, right now you'll talk to Cass, and she's fabulous. We're really glad to have her in there as an interim. So
awesome. And then, so what does work look like for the Fallon County Mental Health Council? So what kind of stuff are you doing, like programs within the community here, kind of some awareness? What kind of stuff does it look like that you're doing through those guys?
So a lot of it is awareness, doing things like this, newspaper articles, social media, just in related to different mental health topics. Also, we have access to some of the state funding as a local advisory council to be able to put on like events and things like that. So we're always looking for ways that we can do that. Last May, we did Mental Health Awareness Month. We did activities at the school. So I think we're finally on a good trajectory to be getting some momentum going and doing a lot more things.
Nice.
More active.
Right on. And so just kind of going back to the avenues of finding help, say that I myself have determined that I should probably start looking at sharing my thoughts and feelings with somebody else. I've realized that my thoughts are not being kind to me in a way that I should probably reach out to somebody. So if you don't have like the, I mean, I think one of the main reasons why in our area suicide is such a big deal is I think so many people just feel alone and there's not those people in their lives to point out, hey, I think you've been dragging a bit lately. Let's talk about it. So if I'm recognizing these things within myself, what do you think are the greatest outlets for a person what would you say are the number one places that you'd send those folks who are just kind of doing it on their own in a way?
Well, I mean, you can always talk to a doctor. Sometimes meds will help. Again, therapy is great. You can call or text 988, which is a suicide and mental health crisis line. And you don't actually have to be like mid-crisis. You can call or text that number at any time to get support.
Okay. So that's 988, that number you text there. Or again, we mentioned it before, but you can also reach out to that CHW, our local community health worker. And we gave you those numbers before, but one more time here, that's 406-778-8146 to get a hold of. So yeah, anything else you think is important to let folks know here for September Suicide Awareness Month?
I think just to be having the conversations. I think suicide is a topic that we avoid a lot, and I understand why. It's not an easy topic, and it's something that affects so many people in such deep ways. But the best thing we can do is have the conversations.
Yeah, let folks know that we're listening and that there's places to get assistance for what's going on.
Absolutely.
So the mind can be a dark place, and there's folks with flashlights that can help you out there.
There you go.
So, all right. Well, thanks, Ms. Ross, for giving us some information on a real important topic today.
Thanks for having me.